You know, this was a fairly mild winter, relatively speaking. February was pretty dry, but water levels on each of the Great Lakes remain quite high. In fact, record-breaking high water levels. Joining us right now from the Army Corps of Engineers, Detroit District Physical Scientist Deanna Apps. Deanna, thanks for being with us this morning.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Here we are with another lakeshore flood advisory in effect today along Lake Huron. It seems like we have one about every other day. Is there any end in sight to these high water levels?
Here at the Corps, we put out a six-month forecast each month at the beginning of each month based on monthly mean water levels. And really, you know, Lakes Michigan Huron, Lake St. Clair, Lake Erie, you know, are all forecasted over the next 6 months to be near or potentially above record high water levels in these coming months.
When were these records set? I mean, these go back to the 80s, don't they?
It all differs on each of the lakes. The 1986 is a common, you know, the mid-80s was a common time. And then also there were, you know, on Lake St. Clair and Lake Erie, some of the records in May, that began in May last year that went through, August that, you know, and currently in our six-month forecast were set last year in 2019.
Okay. So, yeah, so this is historic stuff that we're looking at. What advice would you have for people that live on the water with such high water levels?
We continue, to see flooding and erosion issues. And, it's just another message to be cautious, be prepared that, you're going to see likely water levels near or potentially above last year's levels. Be mindful of that and take the precautionary measures that are needed.
This is going to be a long-term situation, I think, because, we just mentioned it was a pretty dry February, but just one month of dry weather is not enough to affect any change, is it?
February, was fairly dry. Usually in the fall and early winter is a time of year when lake levels typically decline. And with that warmer December and January we had, that really reduced evaporation in the basin. And, typically that's one of the major factors in water level decline in the fall and early winter when you have that cold air moving over the warm surface waters. That's what really induces evaporation. So when you experience those warmer than normal temperatures, that reduces evaporation. And also we just saw, in that time period of, fall and winter, in early winter, the conditions were pretty wet as well. For example, Lake Michigan Huron, typically its seasonal decline is about 12 inches, and it only declined about 5 this year. So that's just an example of kind of how the meteorological factors have definitely, really played a role. That's the main factor driving water levels, and that's been, we're continuing to see that, right now. So.
Yeah. So, in the meantime, all we can do is deal with it. As you said, prepare for, more possible flooding because these water levels aren't going to be going down anytime soon.
Correct. Yeah, this is typically around this time of year is when water levels, are in their seasonal rise. Yeah. And as we go into the rest of the spring and early summer, we will see water levels rise in that time. And, a lot of that is going to depend on, how much rise we see is going to depend on, rainfall and how wet these conditions continue in the future.
Did it help that we didn't have a lot of ice out on the water this year? At least that was the case here in our area. I'm not sure what it looked further north, but we didn't have an awful lot of ice. Maybe that helps a little bit.
Yeah, overall, the ice cover across all of the lakes has been relatively low this year. And really, ice cover is quite dynamic. Usually in, as ice forms on the lake, that is a part of, that evaporation process, So, usually, you know, you get more evaporation as you form ice. We didn't see a lot of evaporation because not a whole lot of, you know, ice cover formed on the lakes this year. You know, in February we did see a little bit more evaporation with some, you know, some of those colder air outbreaks we had during the month. But overall, you know, with less ice cover, you know, we'll see how, you know, it plays out. But, you know, right now, you know, really we're trying to monitor surface water temperatures and how those play out, you know, heading into, the summer and fall of next year.
People that want to really get into the details of this, they can take a look at the Detroit District website, right? You have information on water levels and the data analysis, things like that?
Yep. So, if they, you know, the Detroit District water levels, if you were to Google that, you'd end up on our webpage. We have we report daily water levels, daily lakewide average water levels, reports, our forecasts are there, our forecast products, and many other resources that are available to the public.
All right. We will check it out there. Deanna, thanks for your time this morning. Really appreciate it very much.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Bye now.